Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
3, 2, 1. It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22.
Eagles radio on the final call there as the NFL season of 2024 comes to an end on February 9th, 2025. Kansas City, they were the favorites. Not big favorites. Spread dropped to 1 by kickoff, so essentially a pick'em game. But this was a mismatch. You could tell pretty much, Vinny, I guess, by the middle of the second quarter that Kansas City was going to be up against it. Philadelphia playing with a ton of confidence, ton of strength and speed. Quarterback was ready to rock and roll. And even on a day in which their brilliant running back was basically a non-factor, they still blew them off the field.
Yeah, I mean, like right from the, like you said, Bob, I mean, first series when Kansas City had the ball, when you saw Green in the backfield all the time, yeah, you knew it was going to be kind of a rough day. And when have you known Mahomes to throw two interceptions in the first half? You know, so it was a dominant performance by that defensive front.
Yeah, two picks and a fumble for old Patrick Mahomes there. But the MVP of the game was Jalen Hurts. He threw two touchdowns himself, also ran for another 221 yards, 72 on the ground, and deserved that award. And here's Jalen Hurts after the game talking about it being a team effort.
It definitely took a team effort. It took a group effort. I just, only thing I can think about is all the effort, all the work that was put in over the course of time. I think we had a focus group out there. Offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, you know, just enough to put points on the board. And then defense played how they played all year. You know, and I truly believe offense wins games, but defense wins championships. And how that defense has been able to play, it's a great testament to them.
Yeah, the defense set up scores for them. You know, I mean, they got a pick six. And then they got the ball on, what, the 15-yard line? And then on the fourth down play, they bat the ball down and get the field position for him, which turned into a touchdown. So, yeah, field position, defense. Defense set up a lot of stuff for that offense and made it much easier for the offense last night.
And we talked about Jalen Hurts, Alabama, transfers to Oklahoma, second-round pick. Got paid, and he's making money for the Eagles, but two Super Bowls, culminates with a championship and an MVP award on top of it. Here's Jalen Hurts talking about all that hard work finally paying dividends.
It's been a very unprecedented journey, and the journey's, you know, it's always the beginning until it's the end. And I think it means a lot. Quantifying all that work over the years, embracing everything, taking every challenge head on, and taking every joy moment of achievement and success head on as well, and processing them all as one.
He doesn't seem like he just won the Super Bowl and he's very happy, you know. I mean, I guess that's his personality. But I have not seen him play better, probably, and they probably hadn't seen, that might have been his best game of the season.
Remember,
he was throwing the ball well, running the ball well.
The throw to Smith was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, and how about the back shoulder to A.J. Brown was a great throw, too.
But he lost his job to Tua.
Yeah.
At Alabama, transferred to Oklahoma, put up them Lincoln Riley Oklahoma quarterback numbers, and he's done nothing but win games at the NFL level, for sure. His winning percentage is through the roof, too.
Yeah, and Bob, like you said, I mean, he's been to two Super Bowls, and last year, they were, when they bottomed out, lost the last, they were, what, 10-1 at that time, the best team in football? So, I mean, he's been on a pretty good stretch, with really not getting a ton of, you know, accolades. He gets some, but not like, well, he's an elite. I mean, when we talk about the five best quarterbacks in the NFL, it ain't, Hurts ain't one of them.
But just look at the NFC this year. Who got most of the publicity? Jared Goff, Jaden Daniels.
No doubt.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Darnold, who was having a monster run of it. We barely talked about this guy.
Yeah.
And now he's getting talked about a lot. And rightfully so. NFL Lunch, Biddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Another guy got talked about, and deservedly so, Saquon Barkley. And he was asked after the game, you know, what did you think of the Philly, I mean, coming from the Giants, of course, Philadelphia, pre went there, and once you got there?
6 months ago, I couldn't stand this team. And you know how things work. I'm forever grateful for everything that went on in New York, and got nothing but love for those guys. And hopefully, you know, they're super proud of me and seeing me in this moment. But the opportunity came where I had to make the decision for me and my family. And me and my family felt like coming to Philadelphia, I'll be able to expand my legacy. I'll be able to show the world the type of player I am, and I'll be able to compete for a championship. And, you know, it sounds crazy at the time, you believe in it, but when it actually comes to life, you know, you're still shocked, and I'm just happy that I'm able to say I'm a world champ.
That has to be, like, the Giants' like worst nightmare. You're watching your guy who, you know, from the beginning when it was the TV show or whatever with them talking, you know, Hard Knocks, and about Barkley and everything, and then he has the year that he has, and then he goes and wins a Super Bowl and everything. That's just like, oh my gosh, you know, couldn't have been any worse. Because I mean, you heard the owner say, you know, I don't want to go see him playing, you know, on that team down south.
Didn't the GM's son say, you know, get him in here or draft Jaden Daniels or something?
Yeah.
With the Giants anyway. But the other famous line was, what is he going to rush for, 2,000 yards or something? By the way, keep forgetting that he was the second pick in that 2018 draft, mm-hmm, behind Mayfield and ahead of Darnold. And the big buzz then was, you know, the Giants should have taken Darnold because franchise quarterbacks and, you know, Saquon Barkley. That pick for him in New York was justified because he was rookie of the year there and a great player. Coming back from a major knee injury and now a guy who was just named as the offensive player of the year.
And you know what's even better? I mean, Bob, the way that he conducts himself, like, it sounds like everybody you talk to, he's like a great dude, you know, like a really good guy. So you're happy for that kind of guy.
Now for the Eagles, rather, they're going to host the season opener, date to be determined. It'll be a Thursday night. Now, they do play KC, but it's at Arrowhead, so that's not going to be it. They will host the game. And the most logical selections for them based on their schedule of the opponents anyway, Commanders, a rematch of the NFC Championship game,
mm-hmm,
or the Lions. Unless,
yeah,
unless they want to put the suckage that's the Dallas Cowboys right down your throats. I mean, they play the Rams, who they beat in the playoffs in the snow. They would be intriguing. Denver. But I think the two most, it's got to be Washington, I would assume.
Yeah, you would think. Detroit, Bob, Detroit, if I'm Detroit, I don't want to, like, I got a whole bunch of new coaches and stuff. You know, I don't know that I want to play early. I guess you get to report to training camp earlier. That's a better thing.
What do you think, Nolan? What would be the appropriate season opener for the Super Bowl champion Eagles?
I would just say Lions. I mean, just give us the premier matchup. You figure, I mean, look, Lions are going to go through a transition this offseason, but from a roster standpoint, the talent's still going to be there. I think that would just be the best kind of blockbuster matchup to get everyone excited.
Save the Commanders for maybe a Sunday night game or something like that,
yeah,
or a Monday nighter.
I don't, Thursday night game, those ratings would be huge with Jaden Daniels and stuff. And they got all, and Washington's got all that cap room, so they're going to be a much better team. That'll be interesting to see, Bob. I agree with you. It'd be one of those two teams, though.
So, congratulations to you, the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll talk more about that championship with Bill Bender from the Sporting News 130. But when we come back for the final time, picks, who gets the playoff booze? Vinny won the regular season. Does he double up? And then we'll just wait till the season starts and start her all over again in 6-7 months here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can pick your friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup. You can pick your nose.
But there was no pig. There was no pig.
But only Vinny and Haney can pick games. Football Pick'em. 1057 The Fan.
Hey, Haney, 1057 The Fan. This is it. The finale. Last time we do picks. Season's over. Eagles are the champions of the world. College football has been over for a month. So now we look at the postseason celebrations. It's alcohol. Vinny won the regular season picks contest. Nolan and Vinny fighting it out for the postseason. Free booze. So, Nolan McGraw, enough of me. Let's get to you. And who's doing some celebrating as we look back at some of them zany picks, prop bets and all, for Super Bowl 59?
Right. Coming into the weekend, the records. Everyone had a chance to win it because we had 10 total picks here. Bob was back 6. Vinny was back 2. So everyone came in with a chance. And we'll just go in order here. We'll start with the national anthem. And now this one, kind of controversial. I still haven't found a concrete answer. However, we are going to go with the under. I've seen different times come in, but both would be under what we set it at. Basically, 2 minutes and a half. So it came in. Some people say 2 minutes. Some people say a minute 59. Now, he repeated Land of the Free like 3 times. John Batiste, and I thought it was going to push it over. I was like, give one more time, encore, give me another, hold that last note. Still wasn't enough. So Vinny alone on the under there gets the point. Coin toss, 50-50 shot. Bob and I went with tails. Vinny had heads. It was, in fact, tails. First touchdown score. This one looked a little dicey for me, but Jalen Hurts ultimately did get the first touchdown. The Jahan Dotson one, thought he was going to be the first touchdown, got ruled down. Just short. First sack of the game. Bob, close here. George Karlaftis, but the penalty.
Nullified by an offside.
Then he said Jalen Carter. I said Nolan Smith, so everyone takes the L there. How about most receiving yards? A little garbage time yardage from Xavier Worthy did me well. I get the point there. Bob said Hollywood Brown, who I don't even know if he was out there. And Dallas Goedert was Vinny's pick. Most rushing yards for the Chiefs. Pretty smart here by Bob and Vinny going with Mahomes, although I don't think anyone would have predicted that their entire rushing unit would be that bad. I went with Kareem Hunt. Game picks. Bob and Vinny on the Eagles. I had the Chiefs. Over under. Bob and Vinny with the over. Well over the total of 48.5. I had the under. Gatorade color. Big win here for Vinny going with yellow. That's what Sirianni got doused in. And MVP. How about you, Bob? Jalen Hurts. So a little feather in your cap.
Yay.
Totals of the 10, possible picks here. Bob went 5-5. Vinny went 5-5. I went 3-7, which means we have ended in a tie. Vinny and myself for the playoffs, both 15-10. We're kind of racking our brains as to what to do here. Still not even sure if there's a good, clean answer, but I guess...
I say just go good old coin flip.
Good old coin flip? No, well, I don't carry coins. Does one of you have a coin?
I have some in my car.
Oh.
I think I
obviously, have... we're not in my car
right.
at
well,
this point.
We'll figure it out here. We'll do something.
Will if a dime work?
That'll
work.
Got two sides to it right now.
Yep. All right, because we and Bob will be Mama the impartial flipper.
Yeah, this is, you know, it's football picks. We're not going to bring in any baseball, basketball nonsense. We're going to get right to the football. And it's like they used to decide the first pick in the draft sometimes.
Yeah.
With the good old coin flip. So I guess since Vinny won the regular season.
Yeah, he can call it.
He gets preferential treatment. Excuse me, people, I'm going to stand up for the flip.
Okay. This is like so the Secretariat movie, Bob, when they were flipping.
I'm away from the microphone.
What are you calling, Vinny?
I'll call heads.
All right.
And you heard it hit the ground. It is tails.
Whoa!
Tails is the winner.
Never fails, baby.
Tails never fails. So Nolan McGraw, congratulations to you. You get the playoff booze. And what's the money total? 15 bucks a piece? Is that what we got?
Well, really, I break even because I owe Vinny 30 for the regular season. So I'll collect 30 total from you and give it right to Vinny.
So the Bobster's coming in here handing out $45 tomorrow is basically what it is. All right. There you go. And that's 3 years in a row that I've been giving things away. So congratulations, Vinny, on the regular season. Dime back. And Nolan, congratulations on you. You're like...
we both three-peated.
Yeah, you're Charlie Morton.
Had to sweat it out, but king of the playoffs.
You rise up in the postseason for sure. Congratulations to you. And sadly, we won't be doing any more picks until late August, once college football starts, and then we'll get into the NFL schedules and all the fun stuff still to be determined. The college basketball polls are out. Today's February 10th, right?
Yes.
This came out February 10th. This is from the Austin American-Statesman, because I've been doing a lot of refreshing. Coaches poll. Remember, Auburn lost. They got blown out by Florida. Alabama's number one.
Oh,
in the coaches poll, Auburn's 2, Florida 3, Tennessee 4. That's 4 SEC teams. at the top of the rankings. Duke falls to 5, Houston 6, Purdue 7, St. John's 8, A&M, another SEC team, 9er. Iowa State is 10. Maryland comes in at number 25.
Ooh.
In the coaches' polls. So still ranked there, where they were 24 last week. In the AP, it looks like Auburn's still number 1. Alabama's 2. Florida and Duke tied for 3. Tennessee, 5. Houston, 6. Purdue, Texas A&M, St. John's, Iowa State. Maryland, in the latest Associated Press poll, ranked number 25.
No.
So that Ohio State loss, they kind of rankle some pollsters there. Maybe the fact that Ohio State got their rear ends handed to them by Nebraska yesterday, especially in the second half, didn't help. But here we are, second week of February, and the Maryland Terps, they're ranked into the top 25 in both polls for the second straight week, and it's been quite some time since that has happened. When we come back here on the program, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're going to talk about the end of the NFL season with Bill Bender, get his thoughts on the coaching hires that have been happening so far the offseason. Looks like Kellen Moore goes to New Orleans, or has he? We'll get Bill's thoughts on that. And how do the Ravens level up in the AFC to get over that playoff hump? And are we looking at the decline of the Kansas City Chiefs, or was that just a very bad bump in the road down in New Orleans? See, but here to talk about the end of the season, the beginning of the offseason, the coaching carousel, which we think is now done with Kellen Moore looking like he's going to New Orleans, from the Sporting News, he is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Bill Bender. Bill, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here in Baltimore.
Hey, thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Look, picking Philly to win the Super Bowl is not an egregious thing by any stretch of the imagination. But, Bill, on a scale of 1 to 10, it being 34 to zip at one point in time, where did you have that one on your bingo card?
Or the first down in the first half for the Chiefs.
Right.
Didn't have that. 4 sacks, 2 picks for Mahomes in the first half. Didn't have that. The Eagles were a very good football team, but they were obviously well prepared on the defensive front, and that was where the game was won, on the defensive line, the way that they got after Mahomes. It wasn't just that they made him uncomfortable. You know, he's a playmaker when he's uncomfortable. They landed. The pressure landed, forced turnovers. And you know what? I think Jalen Hurts probably deserves more credit than he's getting, even though he was the Super Bowl MVP. I still feel like it's being understated a little bit.
Hey, Bill, Kelsey, I thought Kelsey looked old in that game. Do you think that he comes back again, or he retires?
No, I can't put my finger on why, because we saw him looking good 3 weeks earlier. Like, I mean, was it the break? What happened in these 2 weeks where the Chiefs just didn't look the part? And, maybe he retires. He's at an age of 35. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's accomplished everything he can. They've obviously brought Taylor Swift into the national consciousness even more in terms of the football side of it. And, you know, one could hardly blame him if he followed his brother Jason and retired and probably made a lucrative living podcast alone. I mean, they do a pretty nice job with that.
Yeah. Now, did you expect the defensive line to perform like they did? Because Kansas City's O-line, to me, was extremely average at best.
Right. Right, and they got after the interior and they got after him everywhere. Sweat had a big game, obviously, mm-hmm. but it wasn't just him. They, you know, as you guys know, I cover college for us in Sporting News, and when they stockpiled all those Georgia guys, I was always curious. I was like, okay, how is that going to work? But knowing the whole time that, hey, Jordan Davis was the best defensive tackle in college football. Jalen Carter was the best defensive tackle the year after. And it's not an accident that those guys have been able to wreak havoc on the interior. You win on the offensive line, you win on the defensive line, and man, Philly was pretty good at both of those. And I think Nick Sirianni, we had a feature about him and his Mount Union roots last week. You know, he played for a coach in college who won 11 national championships in Division III here in Ohio, and he did it with really good teams up front.
Who do you think, Bill, has a better chance to be back in the game next year, Philly or Kansas City?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Philly. I think once you lose one, you have to reassess. and obviously the pressure of trying to win three in a row, and it might take a year. And we know how – I think it's harder to get through the AFC is, I guess, my answer, because you've got to go through Lamar and Baltimore and Josh Allen. I do think the Bengals will be better around the way that Joe Burrow's playing. As you guys know, being where you're at, I mean, the first mission is to get through the AFC North, which is as hard as any division with the first three teams, not so much with Cleveland. But I think the AFC is more competitive with more teams that can beat you in the playoffs.
Who's going to be a surprise team next year making a run?
Everybody's going to say the Bears. I don't think that's the right answer, because you've got to go through Detroit, and Green Bay will still be solid with Jordan Love and what they have. A surprise team in the AFC, I mean, I'm intrigued by the Raiders with Pete Carroll. I don't know how long it takes. I don't know who the quarterback's going to be, but if they make the right moves around them, you know, they could be a little bit like Denver. What a competitive division that's going to be with Harbaugh doing his thing with the Chargers. And look at the coaches in that division. All of them are awesome coaches.
Bill Bender, Sporting News, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. NFL season is over. Kings of the football world are the Philadelphia Eagles, a well-earned Super Bowl championship at that. But you mentioned Lamar. You mentioned Josh Allen. A lot of hubbub over the most valuable player, which went to Allen, even though Lamar was named as first-team All-Pro. We had Howard Bolzer on last week. Said if you were trying to connect those dots, you were going to be wrong, which I was trying to do. And, of course, I was wrong. So, Bill Bender, speaking of egregious, did the voters get it wrong in picking Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson coming off his best statistical season of his career?
I mean, Sporting News, we picked Saquon Barkley as our MVP. And I was good. I'm not trying to dodge the question. I think it was an either-or with Lamar or Josh Allen that should have been a little bit tighter. And had they picked Lamar, I'm good with that. And the fact that they picked Josh Allen, I'm not, like, super angry about it. I'd probably go Lamar over Josh Allen. I know it's Sporting News, though. We selected Saquon Barkley, and that may look like front-running a little bit, but he was out in front a lot. He had a huge season and was a huge difference maker for them. He didn't have a huge game last night, but we were pretty confident in that selection. So those would have been my top three, and, you know, if you want to go Lamar, that's fine, and I just think it should have been a little bit tighter.
Do you think Kellen Moore should take the Saints job?
I mean, yeah, if you want to be a head coach, that's what you do. I mean, and you can win there. Sean Payton won there. I think they're another franchise that has hit a wall and, you know, maybe needs to fix their quarterback situation as well. I think he's an excellent play caller. Loved him as a player at Boise State. Loved that he got a ring yesterday. You know, and he's been through. You know, he's coached some big-time jobs. So he's earned that shot. It's not an easy job because, as you guys know, I mean, you've been around this game long enough. There's a couple decades where New Orleans wasn't very good. And, you know, when Sean Payton, what he did for that franchise with Drew Brees, they can build on that.
All right, Bill Bender, Sporting News, last thing for you is Aaron Rodgers will be leaving the New York Jets. And just when you got sick of him there, I guess we're going to get an offseason of where he might wind up. First, we're assuming he's still going to play. Is that the correct assumption? And what could be a likely landing spot for a guy that would, you know, probably like to play at least one more good season before he wraps up that football career with his, you know, reputation kind of soiled a little bit, I would think.
Raiders would be interesting if they draft a quarterback and kind of do it as the transition plan where Aaron plays a year. As a Green Bay fan, and I've mentioned that on your show before, I'm a Packers fan, so if I take off that hat for a second, I mean, aren't we just resigned that he's going to wear a Vikings uniform? That's what the former Packers always do.
Yeah, we're talking about him going full-on Brett Favre when it's all said and done. Bill Bender, what's happening at the Sporting News now that the NFL season is over for you guys?
Well, I have a fun part of the year. I get to do a little bit of NFL draft. I get to do a little bit of NCAA basketball. Got caught up on that. And then, you know, you stick with college football along the way. Those are the three sports I follow and love, and we'll get into it. I'm doing a bracketology right now. It was a crash course getting caught up on that.
Yeah, well, hopefully Maryland's in your 64 or 68, and that's all that matters around these parts, since we are the flagship home of the University of Maryland. By the way, Bill ranked number 25 in both polls today. There you go.
They're looking good, and they've got a schedule where if they take advantage of the next three or four games, I think they're going to keep moving up those lines.
That, no doubt about it. Bill Bender, Sporting News, appreciate the time. Enjoy your fun time, and we'll talk to you now that March Madness right around the corner. About a little college round battle. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
There you go. Here's Bill Bender. Top 25, as we said, is out. Maryland's still in both of them. Get your reset. There's kind of a new number one. We'll elaborate on that because Auburn got thumped by Florida over the weekend. Luke is expected to make his debut for the Lakers tonight, as Anthony Davis is going to be out weeks for the Dallas Mavericks. And pitchers and catchers coming up Wednesday down in Sarasota. The Orioles trying to get to the playoffs for the third consecutive year. That would be the first time they've done that in over 50 years. Fred Hoiberg and his Cornhuskers trying to get themselves into the big dance, Big Ten tournament in about a month. Basketball season flying by. Regular season games, Terps down to their final seven. 2 days away from pitchers and catchers down in Sarasota. So baseball's knocking on the door. Got the combine in the NFL coming up in, what, 3 weeks out in Indianapolis?
End of February.
Then the draft stuff will all kind of fall into place. And then you got free agency coming up in March. That's always festive. A year ago that time, Ravens signed Derrick Henry, which turned out to be a brilliant acquisition. Before we get to Nolan in the funhouse, you brought up maybe looking for safety in free agency. Earl Thomas, Marcus Williams, not two of the better decisions.
No.
For Barrett DaCosta. Thomas made the Pro Bowl like everybody on the 2019 Ravens did, but you know, that was window dressing.
Yeah.
And Marcus Williams was acceptable, if not good, and then just the decline is you can't explain it. I don't think anybody that's followed the team can put their finger on, like, what the hell happened to this guy?
That Bob, is still the most crazy thing that I've ever seen. Why all of a sudden, you know, because last year with one arm, he was playing his ass off and throwing his body around. And this year, totally healthy. I mean, at minicamp, thought he was going to have a great year, looked good. You know, Hamilton wasn't practicing. And then this dude shows up and we start watching on film and it's like, the hell's that?
The effort level was minimum.
Zero. And he's playing 30 yards back. I can't wait to get, Harbs and just find out what the hell really happened with this guy, because it was like he just quit.
And we'll put together a free agent list, and keep in mind the salary cap is not ideal right now in the Ravens' favor, cap number-wise. But, you know, Eric and his buddies get all creative and can get some money there. I guess, do you approach Lamar about renegotiating the deal?
Yeah, because the thing with Lamar is, Bob, and with a quarterback, he's 28. You know, so he's going to be probably see another deal yet by the time he's done. So, yeah, renegotiate. What you do and just give him a big sign. You give him a lot of money now and you're spreading it out, so you're creating cap space.
So we'll talk about the Ravens, the offseason that is now in play and what they need to do on paper. And we don't know if you agree with us, everybody, and you know, Vinny and I are in agreement with this, and Nolan, I don't know if you're 100% on board. On paper right now, with additions to come, they'll go into the season health permitting with maybe their best team since Lamar's been the starting quarterback. You agree with that, or you think they're maybe this year's last year's?
Well, I don't see any way that they're worse on paper. I can say that with confidence.
Right.
Better, it remains to be seen. But it's certainly much more confident in their ability to repeat the success than I was this time last year. Way more pressing free agents. You kind of figured you were going to lose coordinators as well. This year, you're keeping everybody around. Roster's going to stay mostly intact. Your biggest loss, free agency, going to be Ronnie Stanley, but that's about it. And hey, maybe even they use this lighter offseason in terms of in-house free agents to think a little bit ahead. Maybe iron out a long-term deal with either Kyle Hamilton or Tyler Linderbaum, since they'll both be eligible to sign long-term deals.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting offseason. The thing that I like is year three in Todd Monken's offense. So I think that they'll, because look at the step that the offense and Lamar took from year one to year two. I mean, what are we going to see from Lamar next year? Because look at the jump that he made this past year, and he's healthy and stuff. So, you know, are we 4,500 passing yards? And, you know, are we going to get 40 touchdowns again? So I'm really anxious to see the growth of the offense because all those coaches are back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to me, it's going to be interesting to see.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's go to the Fun House.
Quick Draws, Fun House. The Rudeness, Tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Posed the question earlier in the show, where does this Eagles defensive Super Bowl performance rank against some of the other great ones all time? Texter here says it's got to be the best since the Seahawks' Legion of Boom made Peyton Manning and the Broncos look silly.
Good call.
Goes on to say here, in hindsight, kind of crazy that Denver's great 2012 and 2013 teams both came up short of the Lombardi. Meanwhile, a much worse 2015 team finally got the job done.
Yeah. The defense for the Eagles is... historically, it's one of the best performances I would say in the Super Bowl era.
This one here from Chris says, how realistic would it be for the Ravens to trade for Hendrickson there with the Bengals starting to ask for a trade once again? We talked about Myles Garrett a lot. Trading within the division seemed unlikely there, but any idea if Hendrickson would be a fit for the Ravens?
Oh, he'd definitely be a fit, but it ain't happening. The guy that they would have a shot at, what team would probably trade with them? Maybe the Raiders, if Crosby was being traded. I mean, why would the Bengals give you Hendrickson, you know, a 17.5 sack guy this past year, and then Joe Burrow's like, what are you guys, crazy?
Mm-hmm. And he is under contract for another year. It's not even like it's a tough choice there.
Yeah.
So... let's see. This texter here says, in response to me, says, hey, Quick Draw, you were so gleeful about the Chiefs' loss. The Ravens would have been crushed by the Eagles last night as well. Stop being so salty about the Chiefs. Maybe figure out how Lamar stops choking in big games. Well, I guess you missed the part where I said don't count the Chiefs out. They're not dead yet. They're still the team to beat in the AFC. Guess that went in one ear and out the other, but what can you do? Beyond that, if we're speaking in absolutes, when Lamar wins a Super Bowl, not if, when he wins a Super
Bowl,
because it's going to happen,
yep.
I'll be able to sit there and cheer for that because I've been a fan since day one. I won't have to flip-flop and take back any takes that I had over the past 5 years about how he can't do this and can't do that. I'll be enjoying it to the max.
And by the way, Nolan was a Ravens fan before he was even born. That's how diehard he is. But getting back to that Super Bowl that the texter brought up, 43-8. Denver was actually 2-point favorites in that game.
Wow.
Well, they were a great team.
And they got spanked.
Shout out to the
safety
Ravens
on the first play of the game.
Ravens dominated the year before.
Yeah, it snapped it over his head, wasn't it?
Yep.
Let's see. And one last one. Texter says, I hope Lamar took notes of how Hurts was playing last night. Yes, he made the throws when needed, but more importantly, using his legs, taking what the defense was giving him. I would like Lamar to do this more in the postseason in these crucial big games. You don't have to be strictly a pocket passer to be impressive.
I thought he ran more in the playoffs this past year.
Second half against Buffalo, yeah. He was doing it up.
Yeah, I thought, you know, he played well in those games, and he ran well in those games.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access is coming up here in a matter of minutes tomorrow. As we said, Kevin Willard, head coach, University of Maryland, is going to be joining us. Terps ranked number 25, in both polls. Auburn is still co-number ones with Alabama in the AP. Alabama number one in the coaches. Pitchers and catchers coming up on Wednesday. Kevin Hostreicher will be joining us tomorrow, as he does every week. USA Today, the Ravens Wire, talk about the Ravens offseason that is now very much a part of our reality. Congratulations to you, Philadelphia Eagles. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. It's supposed to snow tomorrow. For now, class dismissed.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. large pack of 2 pound strawberries or 18 ounce blueberries $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.